Well, coming up these next 2 weekends, a couple of different opportunities for you to support the Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department as we get ready to celebrate Fire Prevention Week. Tom Campbell, who's a captain in the Atlantic Fire Department, with us here this morning. How are you?
Great, Jim. Thank you for having me.
It's getting to that point again this time of the year where we kind of focus on some of those important issues, but you got a couple of events going on here as well. One of them's coming up this weekend.
Yes, we are having our annual donation breakfast at the Atlantic Fire Department from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Sunday, October 6th, and it's free will donation. We're having pancakes, eggs, sausage, bacon. If you're looking for breakfast on Sunday, make sure you swing out, and we can also give you a little tour of the fire station if you like, or if you have questions, it's a great time to ask, and this is our week to promote fire prevention.
Don't spend any time shining up the big equipment, do you?
We spend a little time shining everything up, getting everything cleaned up for it, and getting stuff moved around out there.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for folks to see some of the things they hope they never have to see otherwise.
That's right, and we hope they don't have to see them. It's just a great time to kind of get everybody aware of what's going on in fire prevention, and you know, we spend a lot of time throughout the week with the kids, doing the schools and some of the preschools and with the kids, just teaching them, you know, the fine things about it. You know, if do you know your way out? Do you know where you're supposed to meet? You know, the stop, drop, and roll. Just to get them thinking about it. And the big one is the batteries and the fire alarm, smoke detectors. This is the time of the year. It's a good week to remember. Change them, because they don't work if the batteries are dead.
No, and they beep on you incessantly. We hate that. It always happens at 3 a.m.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Who's making my breakfast?
The guys, us volunteers, are all making the breakfast, and then we'll have some juice and coffee, and we're also going to have Midwest Midair, I think, is going to land sometime between 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning out there. So if anybody wants to check the helicopter out, the Med helicopter, it'll be out there on the ground. And they like flying in for breakfast.
Very good. I know the kids probably asked, do you ever let them actually, like, ring the bell or play the horn?
Yeah, sometimes on the equipment, but we get a bunch of people in there, it gets pretty loud in that metal building.
Oh, I bet it does, yeah. And that's what next week is for. Anyway.
That's right.
We open up the week with the donation breakfast. We hope folks come out to help celebrate and support. And you kind of touched on that, too. You're going to spend a lot of time this week, you and some of the other guys during the week, getting out there and being visible out in the community, especially with the kids.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, this whole Fire Prevention Week, that's what it is to work on the prevention. And so the kids and even the families, you know, they go home and they tell their parents to change the batteries and smoke detectors. It's a time for everybody to remember it. And, you know, the breakfast kind of helps us out with that, because the money that we do get in on the donation, you know, there's a lot of batteries handed out throughout the year. There's smoke detectors purchased so we can get them stuck up in places that don't have them. And we have a little deal that we hand out to the kids when they come out for Fire Prevention Week, and we haul them out on the fire truck, that we give them some stuff so they can take home. So it all goes to a great cause, and just kind of helps cover the expenses.
Yeah, a lot of wide-eyed kids that week.
Yes, especially when they got Sparky and Freddy out at the fire station. They love them.
Absolutely. Important stuff, obviously, but in a community like Atlantic that has a lot of older construction, homes and businesses for that matter, new homes that are built, well, they're probably going to have all those safety features in them, things like the smoke detectors, carbon dioxide detectors, those types of things, carbon monoxide detectors, rather. They're going to have those kinds of things. But, you know, in a lot of the older homes in the community, unless you specifically add those types of things, they might not be there, and they're very essential. They're not that tough to put in, are they?
No, they're not that tough. It just depends on what you're putting them in. You know, a lot of the problems with the older homes is when people add on and they add on and they add on, then you have, you know, some spaces that it gets into that you can't get to it until you find it. And on the newer homes, there is more fire preventative stuff put in the homes, but you also are using a lot more material now that is a lot more of a fire hazard than what the old ones were. And, you know, that's why we always pack up with the air packs and stuff before we go into the homes now, because the stuff that it's built of, you know, when it's burning, it is not good to be breathing.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's folks that are wearing the protection. So,
right.
Yeah, we don't want to be caught in there. How did we do this past year? Do you know, without specific statistics, was it a pretty decent year? Were we down on the number of calls, or how did that work out this past year?
You know, Jim, I have not looked at the exact numbers, but I would say we're probably down some on the fire calls, probably a little more on the medical and down on the fire. So it has, you know, hopefully a little bit of fire prevention has helped out get those numbers down.
Absolutely. Well, it helps in a lot of ways. Obviously, it saves lives, saves property. But also, there are a lot of resources that are wasted when we have to constantly, well, they're not wasted. That's what they're there for. But it's a lot of resources taken up when we do have to go out and make those calls. And we need to get those batteries changed, as we mentioned. Now, also, next weekend, after you get done celebrating a little bit with the pancake or the breakfast, the donation breakfast this weekend, then you've got all the kids to be visiting and doing some of that public relations stuff next week. Then the following weekend, you get a chance to really kind of celebrate publicly with the parade. And that's going to be just as big as ever.
Yes, it will be. You know, we have a lot of fun with the Firemen's Parade, and especially with all the support that we get from the local communities and other volunteer fire departments, actually in about a 60-mile radius. Yeah. And so we have a lot of fun with that. We try to put on a good display for people to come downtown and check out. And, you know, the kids really enjoy that. It's a fun time. We try to get some neat stuff there. Example this year, we did finally, after we've been working on it for quite a few years here, we finally got the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is going to be here this year. So that will be in our parade. And they will also be at Hy-Vee from 2 to 5. And then they will be in the parade as an entry. And then Midwest Medical is going to be landing around 5 o'clock in town here. If anybody wants to check it out, if they can't get out Sunday to check that out. And then we have the Icerets Drill and Drum Corps out of Des Moines is going to be back again this year. And the Salem Stepping Saints out of Omaha and the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Marching Saints will be back again this year out of Omaha. So we'll have the bands back again this year. They seem to be a favorite. And, of course, we'll have the bagpipes back. And we would appreciate anybody that wants to be in our parade. We'd love to have you. And all you have to do is... Lineup will start at 2nd and Sunnyside out by the quarry. Just go there after 4 o'clock, and they'll get you in line, and they'll come through and get your stuff. So we'll get you sent through the parade.
Same parade route?
Same parade route, yep. We'll be lining up starting at 2nd Sunnyside Lane down towards the armory there, and then we'll go up from 2nd and Chestnut up to 6th. Over to Walnut Street and back down to 2nd Street.
Okay, so folks can find plenty of good spots and enjoy. And you never know. I've seen those some of those bands, especially the groups that come in that really enjoy entertaining. Sometimes they march through twice.
Yes, we usually try to get them through there twice. They have a lot of fun, and they look forward to coming, and we really enjoy having them. And also, I just want to throw this out there. We will have some handicap parking down there by First Whitney in that area of the street down there. So if anybody does need some handicap parking, we'll have some there for you.
Anybody absolutely needs maybe to park the car there and
enjoy
the parade from their vehicle
instead of
finding a spot along the curb, then that's an opportunity there too. Wonderful. Is there a specific theme this year?
Yes. For fire prevention, the national theme this year is Not Every Hero Wears a Cape, Plan and Practice Your Escape. And that's, you know, that plan and practice your escape, it takes... you know, minimal amount of time just so the kids know, you know, we're going to meet at this tree outside, or we're going to meet across the street at the neighbor's or whatever. So everybody's on the same page. It doesn't take long to talk about, but it's definitely something that you should talk about.
Especially if you have young children.
Right, exactly.
We never know where we're going to be. If an emergency happens, we may be home, we may be elsewhere, but it's just, you know, with both parents working so many times in so many homes, sometimes kids might, whether they be teenagers or maybe middle school students, they might be home by themselves for a little bit of time. If you don't have any idea what to do or where to go when a disaster strikes, that causes even more stress.
Right. It just, it puts more chaos into what's happening that doesn't need to happen. And, you know, the biggest thing is just get out. That's, there's no contents in there that is worth your life. So you just got to get out. And anymore, we get pretty good fire suppression real quick, like, so we can stop a lot of damage.
Yeah, exactly. Things can be replaced, but it's not a video game. Once you lose a life, you don't get it back. You don't hit reset.
That's exactly right.
Very good. All right. Well, the parade, again, that's a 6 o'clock start time?
6 o'clock, yes, Saturday, October 12th.
Okay. And then coming up this weekend, here this coming Sunday, that will be, I got to turn the calendar over. It's still yelling September at me. That's the 6th.
October
6th. And that's from when to when?
It's from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. And like I said, it's a free will donation, so come out, have some breakfast, check things out, and we look forward to seeing you.
Excellent. Well, thank you to you and all the guys and gals that are part of the Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department. You got any gals in the department right now?
Yes, we do. We actually, my daughter has been on for a little over a year now, so she was the first female fireman on the department.
Excellent. Well, very good. Well, we appreciate all the good hard work and dedication and volunteer time that's put forth. There's a lot of training involved, and a lot has to be given up to be a part of something like that in the small communities. And where would we be without those people?
That's right. And we appreciate your support, Jim.
Very good. Tom, thanks for coming by. Hope everybody stops by and supports. And again, if nothing else, remember to be safe and take those precautions.